All right, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Tech at Day 4. First of all, seriously, thank you very much for coming, because yesterday around this time, even we didn't know that this session was existing. There was a last minute cancellation, and we prepared all the session last night. So while you enjoying the parties, we went in with Raymond and Hussein and Marcus Murray. Special thanks for them as well. They are not in the room. We did prepare the session for you. It's a level 200 session, and I guarantee you're gonna love it. Okay? First of all, where's the pointer?
Pointer? Over there.
First of all, thank you again for filling up the room, so many people. It's recorded. All right, my name is Erdal Özkaya. Probably you noticed straight away my accent. But seriously, it's not my fault. I got Turkish parents. I was made, born in Germany, living in Australia, this is what's coming out. So if you don't understand my accent, please hit the person next to you or just raise your hand. I'm more than happy to repeat it again. But promise you will get immune to my accent very shortly. I am Erdal Özkaya, as I said. I work for Chem Technologies. I'm an MEP since 2009. I'm specializing in security. I'm also a certified ethical trainer. I teach hacking classes and do many penetration testing work in real work. And who's this guy next to me?
My name is Raymond Convalius. I'm from the Netherlands. I guess we are the most international partnering team on stage at Tech at this time. I'm from Surinamese parents. I live in the Netherlands, where I was born and raised, and I'm here in America. I'm an MVP. I'm an MVP Windows Expert IT Pro, which means I know something about Windows. I wrote a couple of books. My first book is not on the slide. It was Windows Vista for XP Professionals. Not quite successful, but that's why I left it off the slide. Things went right when I rewrote the book for Windows 7. Usually I'm a consultant, and sometimes I'm a trainer. I did a lot of training, but recently I'm more of a consultant than a trainer. So, what will be the agenda for today? We're talking about being hacked. All of us can be attacked by some kind of malware attacker. Someone is looking at us.
Bad guys.
Bad guys are looking at us. Bad guys are all around us. They are changing their tactics all the time. We have to follow them. We have to know what's going on. But most important, we have to be aware that bad guys are around us, and we have to look for the weaknesses, for our own weaknesses, and take action. The sound guy. So.
Okay. I think we're all here because we don't want to get pwned, all right? If you don't take care of security, the security is going to take care of you. Quick question. Who believes security is not part of your job? Or you might be a house mom or not working person. Do you think security is part of your life? Anybody thinks? I'm doing present. Oh, you do? Seriously? You don't care about security at all? Ah, you do care about security. When I started to present many years ago, many people used to raise their hands. Over years, less and less people, and look at this, more than 300 people in the room. No, no, just kidding. And you see, nobody raised their hands because we know the results. Security news used to be only one little column in a very specialized page in the news, but now it started to come more and more active. Okay, this is a level 200 session. So what are we going to cover? As Raymond said, we will cover many important stuff, but look at this. Romanian arrested on Pentagon, NASA hacking. And how old is he? 20 years old. PlayStation hacks, Sony hacks, sorry. Even Microsoft was hacked a few weeks ago, right? You read it in the news. I didn't put it here. Amazon hacked. So there are more and more in the news. So who's responsible for this? Yeah, mainly malware. Some bad guys, evil guys, social engineering, misuse because, hey, you don't know, being lazy. Sometimes it's a competitor. Sometimes it's an employee who's leaving the company. Doesn't matter who it is, why it is. Our aim is to protect our computer. Another question. Seriously, how safe is your computer? I mean, if Mark Rosanovich is not in the room, which he's not, I believe his one is quite safe. But who else thinks, look, I'm doing penetration testing for years, but I don't trust my computer that much. Because God knows. Remember, there was a Stanex, Flex, the viruses. They were 4 years in the system before it was detected, the zero-day attack. Four freaking years. Nobody did detect it. Think about Iran. Let's look at the history. Iran was there for hundreds and hundreds of years. Ottoman Empire, they grew up, but they never could take over Iran. Even these days, you know, America and all other countries have issues with Iran, but still we can't just attack. Why? Because they have something which we take, you know, we care of people, right? We don't want to just go inside. So, you know that a little virus was in their system. And they realized it very, very late. So, you don't have to attack anymore. It's just a keyboard, a Surface, you know, and internet connection you need. Who did not buy the Surface, by the way? So, best practices. This is your golden rule. There is no way to stop a hacker. All what we can do is make their job harder. Please do not forget this, okay? Look, American presidents are usually the best protected president. I hope he will rest in peace. JF Kennedy. They wanted to kill him, they killed him. You know what I mean? So there is no 100% security. All right. Do you want to add anything?
No, completely agree.
I think we all agree with this. You know what? I can't buy the software or hardware. It costs too much money. Or, it's too complicated. That's next. Or, who cares? Who's going to hack me?
Lots of us think they're not an interesting target. But who's not doing electronic banking currently? Who's
anybody?
Not using his or her credit card to do payments in a web shop?
Sometimes, hey, I got a simple, I don't want to mention a brand now, firewall, the firewall, it will protect me. Really? 15 years ago, when I used to deliver sessions, people used to say, you know what, let's buy two firewall, put them one in front of the internet, one after the internet, and that's it, we are secure. Hey, who's closing port 80? As you shake your hand, right? Head. Again, I'm not gonna go too much into detail because it's a level 200 session, but this doesn't mean we should be in fear. Having fear is not gonna help us. Just maybe will our pants make wet, that's it, right? Oh, you know, when you are too much scared, all right, bad joke. Dear hacker, I'm confused. Can you please hack me later? Will this work, maybe? Or what do you think about, I'm in doubt. It's like in the traffic. You either overtake or not. If you try to overtake and not, and you'll make an accident. Maybe hope will help you. I hope nobody is going to hack me. I will later tell a couple of things offline which I saw in my life. You know, I saw many different religious books on top of the computer, Don't Laugh. And I said, what is this? That holy book, I'm not mentioning, you know, thing. People were thinking it's going to protect them from getting a virus. Okay, this was years back, but I saw it.
By the way, being protected from getting a virus, we used to use antivirus software for that. Yesterday, somebody had a nice analogy. Look at antivirus software currently as being an anti-spam measure. It will protect you from like 80% of the viruses, but the other 20%, they will get you anyway. And they will not get detected by any antivirus currently. Otherwise, you have to look for where's your defense? Is your defense in the right place? Did you have real obvious open spots in there? This is a nice example of an airport where the fence is there on the road, but you can get on the airport anyway. So,
very important thing. When I teach parent-teacher classes, I teach the first thing is, hey guys, I do also ISO 27001, auditing, implementing. First thing which I teach is, learn to look to weaknesses. Do you remember Rocky Balboa fighting in Rocky IV against a tall Russian guy? And that guy noticed that Rocky had issues in his ribs. He started to attack from there. I don't know if you watched it. Or think about any action movie you like. They find the vulnerability and they attack from there. Isn't it true? So it's our job to look into vulnerabilities. And please, from now on, when you watch movies, when you look around, just forget about tweeting while you're walking. Oops, you might fall down, you know. And look around. You'll be surprised how many vulnerabilities are existing. And you're going to see shortly a few slides about it.
So this website was a nice example that Erdal was showing me. It has this purple line on top. And the purple line on top says, I'm able to hack you. You might overlook it and might start doing something on this website that you might regret after a while. But just make sure that you look at what you're doing. It's just the first thing. The first line of defense is be careful what you do. Know what you're doing and take your steps. I think it says I am able to write your configuration file. Currently, if you went to my session yesterday, probably IE is not able to write my configuration file. Because IE is running at the low integrity level and will not be able to make any changes to my system as long as I did not turn off user account control. One of these measures that are built in, and they help you to protect your system, to get to a higher level and be less vulnerable for these things that people try to do to your systems. This is another one.
Okay, I was delivering a class, I'm also an MCT, for Microsoft in Sydney, and a laptop. I know it's out of focus, I've done it for a reason. Where do you think the vulnerability is? Okay. Log on to Wollongong City Council. You might say, who cares? It is just a laptop which is unknown. Hey, what is if I plant a rootkit there and you take it back to your network? You have to connect it back to the network because you're going to take your notes back, right? Or, believe it or not, I took this photo in Sydney in a city called Fairfield. That's what they call security. I don't know if you notice. The camera is there. They couldn't lock the door. So it is like having doors, but no protection. Or this is one of my flights. Remember I said to look for weaknesses? Who never saw this? And if you just zoom into the photo, to the screen, which I'm not, this guy was writing a top confidential letter. Who never done shoulder surfing? Come on, let's be honest. You know, while your friends are typing their password. This is a real life image from an ATM. So shoulder surfing is the easiest hacking. And I'm pretty sure we all done it at least once. I don't want to hear for more, okay? And we are all ethical hackers, right? And this lady next to me in an airplane, she was so lovely. She trusted me so much, but promised I didn't open her wallet. I didn't steal anything. Do I have to open the wallet to steal something? Oh, yeah. Do I have to steal the credit card or money? All what I have to do is take photos, right? And I think we all have cameras in our pockets these days, called mobile phones, cell phones in the US. So what was the result of this? This is a photo which I took at Australian Federal Police when I was delivering classes. They are still, look at this, credit cards. I was out of focus. Back then, I had only 1.5 megapixel camera, okay? Who wants a passport? And it says bestseller there, I don't know if you notice. German, Deutschland, USA, New Zealand, Australian passports. Of course, this is on display. I don't know if you look carefully, you will see me at the background taking the photos, but this is quite common. Or this is Australian driver licenses, Medicare cards. I know you don't know what Medicare is. Medicare is a health system card. People can easily manipulate it. As a result, your identity will be sold. And this is very, very common. Happened to my cousin here. She lives in Bakersfield. Her bag was stolen. She done the right thing. She called the police. She canceled all the credit cards. 2 months later, she started to receive invitation from VIP casinos, VIP as VIP. She said, hey, I don't gamble. 3-4 months later, she started to receive the bills for the casinos. She was a VIP member, and the casino started to, you know, at the end, she started to receive a police order to pay the bills. Thanks God, she done the right thing. And she reported back. It took her 1 month going to police station, going to post office fax. It cost her hundreds of dollars money to get rid of it, even though she took the right steps. That's just for fun. Oh no, we forgot to take the name out. It's a friend of mine. It's MCT Summit 2011 at Stockholm. You might think this is shoulder surfing, right? Yeah? This is true. My friend was just sleeping, and otherwise he wouldn't allow me to do this. We forgot to cross his name, but we crossed his face. See? Looking for vulnerabilities. I just want vulnerability, but seriously, sorry, Thomas. I'm pretty sure most of you know him. He has many books. Okay. Who has a Mac? You went to Mac store? Yes? What's this? Tomato? It says a Mac doesn't get a PC virus. It's secure. Is it a true statement? No, forget it. You might have a Mac. I don't care. Security, can you please take the gentleman out? Here's a Mac. It's a Microsoft conference here. Don't buy a Surface. Did you bought it already? Smart man. Okay. Is it true? Does the PC get a Mac virus? What is the difference between this and that? Isn't it true? I mean, I saw this photo on Facebook. I said, this guy believes he drives a BMW. He rides a BMW, actually. Sorry, sir. Nothing to do with your Mac, okay? It's time to take action.
Sure.
Are you going to say something? Or? While I prepare the demos.
So, it's not about what operating system you're using. It's not about you only watching websites that are safe to watch. It's about being careful all the time. You have to take your action. You have to find what's going on if something goes on. Even I got caught once while I was surfing a website where I wasn't supposed to be.
Promise I didn't do anything.
Well, let's say a friend of mine was caught and he called me. What am I supposed to do? I can no longer access my machine. It says that the police is watching me and that I have to pay to get my machine back. Well, this PC was far away, so all I could tell him was restore your PC to its previous known good state. Then you can start working again, but don't go to that website again.
Is this always the case? Can you do it in the server? Okay, it's a friend. What is it if it's in the server? What is it if it's in a government PC? Yes, sir? Just for the guys
that's
who's listening it, I'm going to repeat it. A gentleman from the audience had similar issues. He had the FBI warning in his screen. Webcam was activated. Even though he restored his computer, the virus keep coming back. Just a small recap. All right. So sometimes restoring is not the option, or sometimes formatting is not the option. Why? Because it's like you got a headache. You just take a Panadol or any painkiller, then it comes back, you take another one, you take another one. After 5 months you learn you got a tumor on your brain. So it's not going to help, right?
It's not going to help.
So it's better to investigate if something keeps coming back.
If it keeps coming back, yes, it's better to investigate. One thing more, sometimes system restore will not work. And most of the time when you're really, really, really infected, there's only one way, start all over again. But that's not always the option. And if it's not an option, you have to start investigating. First, you have to find what's really going on and do it in a way that you can contain what's going on. Means not restarting your system, because that will wipe your volatile information. You will lose a lot of information because you rebooted. The first traces are still there on your system before you rebooted. So make sure that you have that this information that's there in the registry, in your cache, in your RAM, and determine the logical timeline of what actually happened, so that you can find out which users were there before the fact and what was going on after the fact, which processes were there, which objects were there in your file system. Make sure that you know what is changing on your system. Here's a short list of what you have to investigate. Make sure that you make notes of times when things started going wrong. Make sure that you make notes of users that are still using your system after you try to log them all off. Make sure that you make a list of what network connections your system are making, what processes are running. Make sure that you have a complete profile of your system the way it should be. It's called baselining. Create your baseline. Make sure that you have a view of how it's supposed to be, and then watch what's going on. So first thing you're going to do is run everything you're doing from the command line, especially because Windows currently is running in what's called a restricted token. You're running as an administrator, but not with all your administrative access. So if you start doing things from Explorer, probably you won't see everything because you're running with restricted privileges. So malware can be like under the radar. It can be running without you even being able to notice it because it's running at a different security level. And on a different security level, only if you move to the highest security level yourself, you will be able to see things. That's why you start running everything as an administrator from now on. Don't do it for everything else, because running as an administrator may hurt yourself. You may do things that you are not aware of. But as soon as you have to find things out, you have to be the administrator on your system to be able to see everything.
All right, time for demo, or you wanna? What do you want, slides or demo? Slides, okay, no problem. Can you please switch to number 4? So, for the guys, I know it's gonna be hard to write all the commands, that's why I put everything in the slide as well. So later, instead of now you try to type all the commands what you see, please download the PowerPoint, and you will have all the commands for you ready there, okay? So, whatever you will see, it's screenshotted, just in case the demo doesn't work. Nerf is low. We sacrificed enough chickens this morning. Okay, everything is in the slides, so you don't have to take notes. You can just download the slide deck. All right, that's my PowerShell. You can do it in a command prompt. Sorry, the slide deck is in a command prompt, but you know it's Windows 8. Everything is going towards PowerShell. I am going to do the demo in PowerShell. First of all, Raymond said it's important to know the date and time. Why? Because if you are hijacked, maybe you are part of a bot command center. What's going to happen is that you're going to be client of the hacker. And what can happen is maybe you will be in his time zone. Why? Because he's going to activate the bot whenever he wants. So for forensics, you should first go to, you know, instead of going in command prompt typing date, time, and seeing the time, I would recommend go to the Windows folder.
CD.
Yeah, of course, CD, Windows. All right, from there, you can just type date or time. It will verify the date and time. By the way, sorry, this is Australian time zone. This is my original office, so it's already tomorrow in Australia. I forgot to change the time zone, but who cares? All right. Then, what was that statistic doing again?
It's, let's see, am I on?
Okay, it's time to find out information. Okay, we know the time zone is right. it's time to see what's going on in our network. Remember, Raymond had a slide there? What is NetStatistim doing again, my friend?
It's giving you an overview of what connections are there created from your system and to your system.
So NetStatistics.
Oh, NetStatistics. This is different.
Sorry?
This is not what I was supposed to tell you. I was referring to NetStat.
Okay, what is NetStatistics? Okay, what is NetStatistics doing at the moment? I don't have any connection. Quickly move to the slides, very quickly, because I'm in a very clean network. As soon as you, forgot to type server. See, I knew I was gonna do something wrong. NetStatistics server, it's gonna show you the last session that you accepted, the sessions that timed out, the sessions, here we go. The session, it's been accepted. Now, if you are under attack, or if you manage by a bot, you will send information out. If you under Knable brute force attack, okay? Any brute force, like OpTrack, Knable, or zillions tools which you can download from the website, it will log this information. So, hey, at the moment, remember, you didn't have enough money to find out what's going on. I didn't even use any antivirus to find out if I got a virus or not. Just NetStatistics server, and NetStatistics is gonna show you basically, hey, this is a surface, and look at this. What is next? We can also go, for example, a free tool from Microsoft, my most favorite tool from Sysinternals, PS Logon. And you will see that who is logged on at the moment to my system. Why it's important to know to see who is logged into the system. Maybe you are already compromised. It's also important to see if there is like, what we can do is net users. Why? I can see now as who is logged in. What users are enabled? Oh, thanks God, it's URL, it's guest, and it's the admin account. So there is no root access. There is no Georgio, you know, my Russian friends. If there is any Russian, please don't get affected. The best hackers in the world at the moment are Russians, Chinese, and it has something to do more with the economy. The poor the people are, the hacking changed the statistic. Like, Americans, Australians, they hack for, we call it hacktivists, they hack for a cause, like Anonymous, Operation Turkey. Probably you noticed what's going on these days in Turkey. There is a protest against police and the government. Anonymous said, okay, Turkish government website, you treated the people bad, I attack you. They brought many websites down. There, poor countries, they said, okay, what's your credit card details? Can I get your credential details? Or cyber armies. These days, it's not about money anymore. It's about stealing secrets. Pentagon was hacked, as you saw, by a 20-year-old guy. I was scared. Hey, I'm Australian. Why I was scared? Because, hey, we are partner with the United States. Probably all our information is sitting in Pentagon database. It is scary because Pentagon is where we get security at the moment. If you're secure, peaceful in this building, it's because someone is doing their job. We saw what happened when they didn't do their job right at 9/11. Right? Someone done a little mistake, airplane was hijacked, thousands of people died. What else? We have also, for example, net local group administrators. All right, let me type it.
You have to type it.
I don't want to do any mistakes. Now, I can see the admins in my computers. I know I'm the admin, but can you imagine you saw the Raymond? Hey, what is Raymond doing in my system? You will see a root, and don't laugh. Sometimes you will see, I saw thousands of roots like that. I'm not kidding, not in one computer, in years, over years. What else can we do? Do you want to add something for NetStatistic, maybe?
Well, the old school command to find
just
out...
Just get out from the root. You're inside this internal folder.
I don't care.
Okay.
The old school command to find out what's actually connecting to your system is by using netsted-in, the command that I use very often for troubleshooting. It actually tells you what ports processes are listening to. Mm-hmm. So you might notice that something fishy is going on in your system if you see connections being made to your system on certain ports that you know that you should not be communicating. And this is kind of the old school command, because currently we will use PowerShell for this. And PowerShell enables you to do easier filtering and use the outcome of your command as an object and do different stuff with it. So you can automate your process for troubleshooting if you see these things more often. So if you are using PowerShell, for instance, you can use get net TCP command, TCP connection, and it will give you this list. And in this case, the list is even nicer because it shows you if the connections are coming from your local network or from the internet. So you have more stuff to focus on.
It's really important here. Now, you look for vulnerabilities, for weaknesses. You are suspicious of some activities. You notice that your time is different. You notice you got some processes, some users not running right. What we're doing here is we're checking the connections. All right, look here. A local address is blah, blah, blah. And I got the port here. Hey, some weird ports, like, all right, 445 is fine. But look at, there are so many ports and so many different IP addresses. Hey, what is this 999? Do you notice something there? There is a port 999 trying to connect to 192.168.194.100. Max Murray, are you here? It is a virus. We know there's a virus. I put it in. But just to show you, there's something going on in my system. So how can I dig more in? So what I have to do is now, hidden netsed. What netsed? Basic commands, the old school commands that you use for years. It's showing the protocol. It is showing the port and the connection. And look at this, please. TCP 1058. Oh, let me just. This here. All right, I couldn't. There is a sync, TCP package has flags, sync packet, ACK package, acknowledge packet, fin packet, reset packet. I'm not going to talk all about this, but, can you please?
I will take care of that. It's this line.
Look at this. 999, something is going out to a command box. All right, let's dig into this bit more. So now, netsted an.
A-N-O-N-A.
Now, I can see, again, the protocol, the local address, the foreign address, and if it's connected or not. No problem. I'm going to put an O at the end. So what it's doing is, it is now showing me the process ID. Can you please highlight the 999 for me again? It is the process ID 2076. Can you please go to sysinternals tools, process task manager?
Yes.
Or process explorer?
Process explorer.
Just there, got it ready.
Here it is.
Refresh it, please. What was the process ID? I forgot. No need. Look at this. The red connection, opening, closing connections. Sorry, I was doing demo pre-check. I just forgot to close. You didn't see that. Server.exe. It sounds, if you're an end user, it's easy. Server.exe. It might be something legitimate, right? You wouldn't be suspicious. But hey, it is not even a server. Why does it connect to server.exe? Can you please dig in, Raymond, for me?
Let me
check
see.
The properties.
The server.exe is gone currently.
Yeah, it's smart. It's refreshing itself every few seconds. I'm going to show you how we can catch this as well. SVC host just, you know, it will come back shortly. Go to openwith.exe. Another virus which I know. Properties. Now, if you use these internal tools, again, server.exe just came. 4128 is the process ID.
Let's look at this. Will it give us some information?
It's you want to talk or should I talk?
Server.exe. Okay, what do you want to know?
All right. Now, how can I verify if this is a friendly process or not? Please go and watch Mark Rosanovich's session. If you miss it, watch it online, at Channel 9. You can just come and verify and see if it's a really Microsoft process or not. Hey, look at this. It says, no signature was present. Ah, it's touched me, I forgot. I'm trying to use the mouse. Look at this. It's sending some information out. Okay, let's check the TCP IP address. It should refresh it shortly.
It's dead already.
It's dead already. So what it does is it's a very smart nasty virus. It's refreshing itself every few seconds. That's why you have to be really quick. What you can do is, though, you can use, again, from sysinternals, TCPweave, netweave, to see all this connection, okay? Just as it's a level 200 process, I'm not going to go more down in. But did you notice? I still didn't spend any cent. What else? Now, remember I typed NAO? What I'm going to do is, I'm going to put, for example, Fifen. This is going to refresh the connection every 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Refreshed again. All right. But there are too many processes. I should filter my string. What can I do? I can come, Control-C, NN5, with pipeline, find string 999. Now it's filtering. Sorry, I shouldn't have the 5 there. I can have it later. Hey, now I can see that. Can you please zoom in? And it's touch screen. We forgot totally. We got
it. Yes, no problem.
There you go. Look at this. Approve 10.5.2. Port this. It's going to this address. Now I know the enemy. What I can do is I can use. There is a term called Google hacking. I don't know if you hear it. It's not about hacking the Google. But as this is a Microsoft conference, I'm changing the term Bing hacking. All right? Look, here's an example. Don't worry about the port. If you're infected with the virus, I'm pretty sure most of you have experienced this before. You cannot go to any antivirus website. Your antivirus will crash. You cannot open any security website. But you can just do a basic, not Google string, Bing string. All right? Google is the term. I'm using the term, by the way. Sorry, Microsoft. I love you.
I noticed someone this week who said you should Google it with Bing.
All right. Look at this. Site, colon, Symantec.com, TCP port 444. Can you please highlight me the W32 Blaster EWORM Symantec? Hey, I know now the virus name. 9999 is not a very common port used by a virus. This is Marcus Moraes and Hussein Alcaretri's spatial virus. As you see, it's very nasty. It keeps changing itself. But this is why it's ready for me, level 200. Later, hopefully, if we do a level 400, I can show you reverse engineering how we can dig into this. But now I know the virus name. You can just go to Process Explorer. Instead of killing the process, which many of you will do. No. Most of the time, as soon as you kill the process, it will create a new process. Because it has clustering. It replicates itself, or it's encrypted. What you can do is, you can go to Process Explorer, right-click, just right-click anything. Open Mid, go to Open Mid. Right-click. You should... Right-click. You should suspend the process. Why suspend? I forgot to tell you. I got some free, from O'Reilly, free ebooks to give away. Thank you for them to sponsoring the event. All right? If you ask good questions, and I got from my employer, Camp load balancer to give away, okay? I got 3 full load balancers to give away. So if you're interested, natural resale version of load balancers and ebooks, please answer my questions and you will get some free presents. Free presents? Is there any paid present? That's my Germanish. Remember, I warned you up front. Germanish. German English, Germanish, you know. All right, you should suspend the process. Why? Because this way you won't kill it. You will just freeze it. Your answers were right. You will freeze it and it will not repopulate itself. All right, let's move on. As I don't know, the timer is not working, but I believe I still got some time.
Yes, we still have half an hour.
Half an hour, okay, lots of time. What else can we do? Now, I done net users. Did I then net local group administrators? I did. So this is a couple of free inbuilt tools out of box, which will help you to find the virus, suspend the virus, then if necessary go to properties, to find the locations. All right, let me show this quickly as well. We got some time. You can go to properties and find exactly where these viruses are sitting.
Image.
In the image, hey, look at this. It is under Windows, sys, wow64, openwith.exe. You know now the location as well. What else can we do? You can also use from sysinternals. Let me open my sysinternals tool. Just to show you, I got it installed here. You can come also to autoruns.exe. I could run it from command prompt, but you can see also, you were going to speak about that, right? Sorry.
No problem.
Sorry.
This is my favorite tool, probably. Windows has some built-in utilities to view what starts up with your computer. And what most malware does is find some way to restart itself when you reboot your system. So Windows has had a utility in Windows 7 and Windows Vista that's called msconfig that shows you all the programs that start up with Windows. In Windows 8, it was added to the Task Manager. It actually looks like this in the Task Manager. But in this case, let me see if... Oh, you changed the Task Manager. Can I change it back?
Yeah, go to Options. Replace Task Manager. So I don't use Task Manager, even though it's cool in Windows 8. I prefer Sysinternals Process Explorer. You will see now why. Just now open Task Manager.
Okay. Let's check Windows 8 Task Manager. Here's Windows 8 Task Manager, and it has a startup section. But this startup section is really aimed at optimizing performance. It will not show you every program that starts up with Windows. So what Mark Kozinovich did, he made a complete study of what all kinds of malware do to get started with the operating system. And he created a new tool. And the tool was called Autoruns. And Autoruns is on the Sysinternals website. It's one of my favorites. And what it does, it investigates each and every location where a program can be configured to be started with Windows Startup. So it's much more than just this startup folder in your start menu. There are numerous locations. And all these locations will be indexed by Autoruns. And what Autoruns then does, because most obvious is that if you find such a location, your first impulse will be to delete it. Well, most viruses will detect that you deleted it and will replace themselves back before you are able to reboot. So what you can do here is you can kind of disable it in a way that most malware will not detect that you disabled the autostart by just disabling the click button right in front of the program and make sure that these programs are no longer started with the operating system.
You want to show something?
No, you go ahead.
I thought I was number 4.
7.
7? All right. There is also many different commands like netsetb. What will netsetb be doing? Sorry, I forgot to show you that a few seconds ago. It will show you here, if you look carefully, the port, the local address, and the software which is using this port, like Outlook.exe, like Link.exe, like InternetExplorer.exe. And if we look to our nasty virus, it's somewhere here, it's going to come up shortly. It will also show the forwarding address. All right, you know that my Office 365 is sitting in Hong Kong.
Oh, there it is, openwith.exe.
And it's going to... Are you going to show it to us? It's there, it's just there. Did you see it?
Openwith, let me show you how where it is. No. My mouse is working with me.
Look, it's really nasty. Why? It doesn't show you where it's going, just sending the packet. If you are just an end user and you don't look for vulnerabilities, you probably said, it's just an IP address. But look at this, everything else has good explanation next to it.
Well, we see something happening. OpenWith is actually connecting to a website.
OpenWith.exe, here we go. What is OpenWith? You can always go to Bing, not the other one, okay? And let's Bing it, seriously. I didn't done this, it's not part of the demo, but OpenWith.exe. As you can see, it looks like something which is used. All right, what else can we do? You can also use another free tool called Wireshark. Anybody use Wireshark? Oh. So, you know, what I've done is I filtered the connections for you, and the just there. You will see that it is sending some packets. I think I closed it. Here. Do you notice here? Wireshark will also sniff the traffic for you, and it will show you where the packet goes and which port. You can just use, of course, the IP.address, equal the IP address, as I knew the IP address. I wasn't sure if the time was going to be enough or not. So, little tools. Anybody use Knable from Oxid IT? Few of you. You can do sniffing as well. Sniffing? You can basically, please watch Hussein's and Marcus Murray's session. They did demonstrate the tool, how it's worked, so I'm not going to overlap the sessions, but there are zillions of tools which you can use for free, and they're trusted as well. Or if you don't want to use tools, because you can't, you can just use command line, or as I said, as auto runs, you can come also see running services. And now, I'm going to dig into what I can see is this didn't create a service. No, I don't see any service created, which is good. We can check if there is a nasty driver. Most of the viruses appear as drivers as well. What hackers do, they wrap it. It's like in Christmas or in a birthday, you know. You don't just get the present, they wrap it, they make it nice, and you just open it. So if I tell you, Simon, I guess it's Simon, no, I'm blind. If I tell you, here's my credit card, would you like take it from me? Yeah, why not, right? But can you imagine, I said, hey, here's my phone, it's yours. You win it, you will be happy, take my phone. If we are in the back streets, you saw me sweaty, I'm running. Hey, sir, would you like to get my phone? It's free, yours. Will you take it? Or think about me, you know, would you like to give me a hug? No? No, not for free, but that nice lady at the back, if she tells you, probably you're going to hug her. Unless you're gay and you prefer me. All right? What I'm trying to say is, sometimes we get presents from persons we trust or we don't trust. So why should we get something for free in the internet? Why should people give us free movies, free MP3s, free books? I mean, I'm giving that, but I mentioned their name, O'Reilly, Cam Technologies. You know, they got now a few thousand clicks going to be happening this video later. Yes, sir. Okay, the question is, what is the key identifier? I'm going to do this when we wrap the session. Look for vulnerabilities. Be suspicious. And once you be suspicious, try to find the differentiation service. Like when I opened command line, you saw lots of services. Verify them. How? Just to answer a question. What we can do is, for example, it's part of the demo anyway. I can go to task list. Just to be different, I'm going now to command line, task list. Now, this is all my tasks running in my computer. You see, I got sms.exe, process ID is this, that's the service name, that's the session name. All right, let's see the running services. Task list, svc. Now, I can see the running services. So I'm suspicious. I got some ports. I know I got this process ID, remember? I can see, SVC host. Look at this. This is telling me it's from Adobe. This is telling me it's from Office Suite. Some of them are not applicable. Some of them, like open with .exe, it's a bit tricky. I need to do some more stuff with that. What can I do? I can just come and use WMIC. What is WMIC doing again?
Well, WMIC is WebM. It's a way to enter the internal information in Windows. And it's WMI. And there are multiple ways to enter WMI. WMIC was kind of the first command line utility that was there in the time. I think I used it at first in Windows XP a long time ago. But currently, probably you will use a lot of PowerShell commandlets to enter your WMI information in a more user-friendly way. But WMIC is still there, and you can use all kinds of query tools to find out what's going on, what processes are running, what your system is looking like, what the settings are there, what configuration is there, and actually you can use it to profile what's going on your system.
So WMIC, it says, you know what, you are in the root, it's there, all right. Let's find out some commands, it's running. You want to talk in between?
Go ahead.
WMIC, let's get the running processes. Ah, this is ugly. Who's going to look into this? Anybody? All right, let's do WMIC list. That's still not nice. Maybe we remove the list. We tell brief. Did I spell it wrong? Yes. Invalid query. All right. It should work. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do the full. All right, screenshot.
Okay. Well, actually, I hardly ever use WMIC. There is a tool called WBEM test. It's a graphical utility that you can use to query WMI in Windows, and that will give you a much nicer look of what can come out.
Got a screenshot. Probably I'm typing it wrong. I know I'm typing it wrong because it should work. It will show, that's an old screenshot from Windows 7, what command line has been used. Where is the command line started from? Remember, at the beginning, he told you that it's important to run it with admin privileges, because what hackers can do, they can just replace anything in lower available level much easier. So if it's inside Windows file folder in the system, it's protected. So hackers can't just easily replace it. Please watch our session from yesterday. What was the session called?
Raiders of the Elevated Token.
That's the session name. Just look at our names. Watch it from yesterday. We get much more details there, okay? It will tell the operating system name. You can see. Can you highlight? Oh, I can highlight it. Oh, no. It says here Windows 8 Pro, as you can see. It shows all these details. How much RAM, what is the handle count, what kind of startup folders are there, which programs, what is the registry. So it is giving you all these kinds of information.
Let's give it a try.
Yeah, you touched the thing. Here we go. When he types, it works. So I write as I speak, in accent, you know. Here we go. I got Dropbox running. I got OneNote running. And it tells also the exact location. So if it's like openwith.exe, it's going to have usually funny names. And it will show the registry. So you know exactly to which registry. You know exactly which register key to delete. You know exactly to which process to deal with. Okay, level 200 session. I do not recommend for most of you who's listening this session, okay, to play with registry if you don't know what you're doing, okay? Registry is like the backbone of your body. You don't make around. Just in case I warn you, don't try it at home if you don't know what you're doing. You know, I'll get out of the risk. At least I won.
I think you were trying to do this.
Yes. See, he typed it work again. That's a Dutch accent. It's better than Australian German accent. You can see the handle. I'm not going to talk about this. Is level 400 if I go more deep. But it shows you exactly what is where and how it's running. So, tools which will make your life easier. And again, please do not worry of typing everything down because I got everything in the slide deck ready for you, okay? So, you will... Let me just go back quickly. What I've done is I put all the commands here, all right? When you later watch this session, you don't have to... You should see... expected results here, okay, with the explanations to make your life easier. Even my Bing hacking tool, what you should see. So I did highlight for you everything to make your life easier, okay? Log on to task list, I did talk about it. We got also something called open files. Why it's important to know which files are open in your system? Yes, you will see if someone is grabbing any files from your systems. Yeah, we could do it with net sessions as well, remember? It was showing which IP address was open, which port, since when, what has been copied as data. But you can also do this. But it's important, before you do that, to type open files, enable it, open files local on, reboot the computer. Again, if you download the slide deck, it's all there. Then you can do disconnect to every local, what kinds of files are open. Once you're done, I would highly recommend to turn it off and restart the computer again. So don't just leave it open. You will just leave another vulnerability. I don't know if you remember. Anybody remembers NT3 3.1, 4, 4, yeah. Sorry, sir. I didn't mean. Probably you, sir, you have it short points. I'm not pointing anybody, right? You have short points, you wouldn't even remember back these days. But it was a bit complicated to deal with all these files. Remember with NT again? I forgot what I was going to say. I had a joke there. Sometimes stress is good. Here, the net command files, it shows exactly the net files, sorry. It shows exactly the ID, the path of the file, the username. This is good for servers, all right? I don't think so you're going to have something in your computer that many. This is from a screenshot from a server. But it will also show you, you know, it tells you, and I don't know if you noticed, I still didn't spend any cent besides Windows. Ah, this is the MSDN version of Windows. So. All right. It was just a joke. You can also use the PS file from sysinternals. There was just an update there a few days ago. You can just see, the screenshot is bad, sorry. But you can see what was opened, by who, who is the user, if it's been locked, what kind of access this, read, write. We did talk about that. Any questions? No. When you turn it on, the question is, what about open files? First, open files, open, reboot. Then, when you type open files, the queries, it will show you what is open, what's not. You can query. Okay?
But it's true, in the beginning, when you first notice that you are caught, that someone hacked you, you shouldn't start with rebooting your system. You should start with the investigation, and then as your investigation progresses and you get to this part, you might need to reboot because otherwise you cannot go on with your investigation.
So if you want to, instead of rebooting, this is just another option. Let's say you've done everything, it's time to reboot. This is also one option for you to see what's open, what's not. You could just use sysinternals as well by then, all right? Just to remind you, I said once it's done, just turn it off. So when you turn it on, it's not going to work. You have to reboot. We talked about WMIC. Any question? I think, I hope it wasn't too hard for level 200. All right? But I believe most of you will, all of you will get it, except Raymond and me. I don't understand what's going on. So what is social engineering? So, I got a free service here to give away. If you can answer me this question. Sorry? Well done. Come on, sir. Can I get your ID, please? You want the Surface? Why not? I'm going to give you Surface. I done it 2-3 years ago. There was no Surface, by the way, just empty box. I done it 3 years ago at TechEd. Please watch my session. It's called Hey You, Get Off My Network. Some files is from there. I said, I don't know where it was. It was somewhere in the world, okay? And I said, guys, tonight in the party, we got the party. Lady Gaga is coming. I saw people screaming, you and Steve Ballmer, you're going to have dinner with them. And I got this dinner to go away. I asked the question. The guy answered. I said, can I get your ID, please, for security reason? He gave me the ID. I took my phone. I started talk, take the photo. Give the ID back, by the way. Then I called the insurance company. Hello, I just had an accident. Mr. George Smith hit my car. His license ID is 12345. I could show my evaluation scores. 55555. I had 1111 something. I will never ever go to this guy's session again. He, because it was a level 400 session and he fallen the trick. And he blamed me for that. It was not worth to give your ID for empty box. And I done it in a bank in Sydney. I don't want to give the bank name. I had all the security administrators from all over the country coming in. I done session. I said, guys, free Windows 2008 R2 to give away. It was real. If you go to my blog, mynamelastname.com, you will see the photo there. This guy, poor guy, gave me his ID. So it happens, or I don't want to talk more. So there is no patch to human stupidity. You can patch your system, your firewall. Microsoft can do whatever you want, or your other companies, which is existing, they can do whatever they want to patch your systems. If you have a vulnerable end user, you might have the best security solution in the world in your house if you are not smart enough to lock the door and you notice why I had people inside my house and they steal everything. Okay? So it's important to. So Software engineering, you want to add something?
I can say that I always say the weakest spot of your security is between the keyboard and the chair. There's no way around that. And probably that's the way to hack your system also. So be aware that whatever you do, the user will always be the blind spot. And I think that's one of the issues, one of the challenges we have with this BYOD thing going on. We are about to trust an endpoint that we shouldn't trust. And there should be some way to fix that. Once. But I don't think technology is that far yet. We are getting somewhere near that solution. Well, my co-speaker is now heading to the back of the room. I have no idea what he's going to do. Let's move on to the next slide. Excuse me?
Yes. I was reading his SMSs. So I scared you. That's what we call solo shuffling, okay? You are live in a session. He looks like he's listening. You come to the back and you start reading his SMSs. Yes, this session is great. I love this guy. And just live demonstration to you, all right? Find the weakest point. Sorry to scare you, I'm really sorry. He just jumped to me to side. I went to his bag and I started to read his SMSs. And you think this is not possible, right? Because we all always think, sorry, I'm a bit too casual. We always think always, not you. That nice lady. We always think, nothing's gonna happen to me. You just saw it. I just started live. How much did you pay for the conference? Oh, okay, sorry. You are one of the winners, okay? I'll give you something away. Just as sorry. And please do not mark me down. Please do not mark me down, all right? So, he's closing down. Credit card, I can give you my one. I'm gonna show you something. Seriously, here's my credit card. And if you check the name, it's not my real name. So let me hide the number, just in case. Look at this.
Yeah.
But I hide the number. Look, it's an I. The credit card, my name is spelled with an I. And is used since 07. What I'm trying to say is, things are easier than you think. Hopefully, please keep looking to our names. Next season, Tech Ads. As we have a repeat session in Madrid, I'm going to do something different because I want people to watch something else. Please go and watch the session in Madrid as well. Similar topic, but I'm going to have different content. Same content, but different presentation, okay? Well, I did present this maybe a few hundred times already, but each session is different because sometimes people write SMS, sometimes they do something else. Oof. So it's important to find vulnerabilities, to keep an eye. Remember, after this session, I promised you one thing. Like, I can't see anything. Now you all have glasses, security glasses. I hope you learn to look to the world differently. Ma'am, where are you going? Anyway, thank you. Please don't forget good marks, okay? 5, 5, 5. If you're not happy, don't worry. I'm just joking. So what else can be done, Raymond?
Well, this is actually yours.
Mine? Sorry. Do you want to say something?
No, I have nothing to say about sheep.
Once I start to talk, I forgot I got the co-speaker there. Look at this. What is a sheep deep computer? Do we got time?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay, I can talk. What is a sheep deep computer? It's a computer, basically, where you should do all your testing. Okay, I know you don't download anything illegal. I know that. Look at this guy. He didn't even hug me. She preferred to hug her. So, but if you just want testing, if you ever want to download an ebook, not my one, okay? Download Raymond's one. MP3. Who never downloaded something like that? Oh, look at this. Everybody says, I didn't download it. Oh my God. For the guys who's listening, you never downloaded? Not even once? You never downloaded some MP3? Ah, portion, okay. He used to when he was young. He doesn't do it anymore. When he was student, right? Just please don't, everybody, please don't take, I might speak to you, please don't take it personal, please. It's just to make it fun. It's 8:30 in the morning. Come on. So have at least a system, a virtual machine, even your Surface will handle it. Foggy Gram, but it will handle it. Do whatever you want to do there. Let the virtual machine get infected, not your real PC. So that's what we call a sheep tip computer. It refers to analysis of suspect files incoming, and there is many websites which you can do that. Look at this. You can use Hyper-V. No, it's old slide, virtual PC. Oh, what's the logo? We forgot the logo there. That's the new logo of, seriously, like if you watch my session at MMS 2012, I told her, all right, like let's be honest, Hyper-V version 2, VMware is 2008, VMware is not badass, but Server 2012 with Virtual Machine Manager, I believe it's much better than VMware. That's my personal thought. I'm not Microsoft, I'm an MVP. I think Microsoft done, I want to come next year, you know what I mean? Finally, it's better. Yes, I'm not afraid to say that. Finally, it's better. But you can use Hyper-V in your Windows 8 or Virtual PC in your Windows XP. XP, you got 150-200 days to upgrade. Or if you really want Oracle VirtualBox, or there are zillions of free virtualization tools, please go and download it and start to play with it. Install a guest operating system. Make sure your NIC is not connected to your host PC. Make sure you disable shared folders, guest isolation. And now, even if you get infected, who cares? Some malware analysis websites. I told you I teach hacking classes. I teach my students how to create viruses. I upload them to one of the sites. I don't know which one now. Guess what? Even a new starter, newbie, sometimes bypasses antiviruses. Forget about very advanced hacking, which is done in the government level. I'm talking about end-user student is doing that. Not end-user student, but average people like us, not ultra-smart guys who makes millions from a 0 day, okay? If I were that smart, I wouldn't be here presenting. I would be now in Hawaii. Woo! All right, that's yours, I think.
Yes.
Let's do marketing, sorry.
So one of the easiest things to do to prevent yourself from being attacked by malware is upgrading. Microsoft is currently really focused on getting more secure. They're doing research on how many systems get infected by malware, and what they're finding out, even if you don't do anything to protect your system except just installing your software, the chances are being much smaller of being infected when you are running the latest. So next month, go on and download 8.1 to make sure that you have the latest and greatest. And you'll notice that from this graph that from 64-bit Windows 7 to Windows 8, the chances that you are being hacked were like 25% compared to Windows 7. And if you look at Windows Vista, it's kind of the same. Windows XP, well, let's not even talk about it. It's almost over. And next year, I don't think this graph will fit after April 14. So make sure that you are off Windows XP by that time. If you do take real measures, then your chances are almost zero to get attacked, especially when you just use the built-in utilities for Windows 8. Windows 8 has its built-in antivirus, built-in firewall, running at low integrity levels, and developers are complaining because they are having a hard time to comply to all these extra rules to make their software more secure. But it's with a reason, and this graph shows you the reason. So developers have to get used to it. We are getting used to creating more secure systems and taking security in mind when we create our new systems.
All right, just before we go, don't forget to follow us at Twitter. What's your Twitter hashtag?
Next expert, without the E in the middle.
And I'm Erluskaya. That's my public Facebook page. Please feel free to go and like it. And I want to show a photo with me and Raymond. It was quite funny. I don't know. If you become friends on Facebook, you can just go and watch it yourself. I don't know where it is now. Anyway, so do you want to put the home slide so they can see who we are again? Me, Raymond.
Oh, it's not here.
Oh, sorry. Raymond, me. I hope you enjoyed the session. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, give me a hand. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming.
If you're happy, please go feel the evaluation. If you're not happy, I'm watching you. Thank you.